Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first part of Masech Seduyos. We are in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. Says the Mishnah, El Dvorm Shechazu Beisil Lahoros Kedivir Beishamai. The following are things that initially were a machlokas between Beisil and Beishamai, but then ultimately Beisil agreed to Beishamai. He isha shabam Medinas Yam Vamra Beis Bali. If a woman comes back from Medinas Yam and she claims that her husband has died, Tina say that's enough evidence to allow her to get remarried. Beis Bali, if she says her husband has died and she happens to not have any children, Tis Yabim, that's enough evidence to let her do Yibum. Basilam Lo Shamanu El Bebam in a Kotzir Bilvat. Basil says, no, we only know about people who went to go harvest wheat and the husband got bit by a snake and he died. And they told Beis Din and they found that she was telling the truth. And that was the only example where it's something that's verifiable or might be verifiable. But Medina Sayyam, who knows what's going on in Medina Sayyam? We can't allow a woman to get remarried based on what she claims happened in Medina Sayyam. So Amalim Beisham, Beisham, I said back to the Beis Hillel, Achas Abam in Akatsir, Achas Abam in Azesim, Achas Abam in Medina Sayyam, Lo Dibur Katsir Lebehove. That even though the halacha initially was stated about someone who came back from harvesting, but that's just an example. You think it's only harvesting wheat and not like harvesting olives? No, obviously, it's just that we're giving an example of where it's likely to happen. But Medina Sayyam is going to be the same story. Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kidivrei Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel was convinced by that argument, apparently, and they then went and followed the sheet of the Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, Tinasa Ketitel Ksubasa, Beis Shammai says that she could go and collect her ksuba. She can get remarried and collect her ksuba. Beis Hillel, Tinasa Velo Titel Ksubasa. And Beis Hillel says she can get remarried, but she cannot collect her ksuba. Amulhem Beis Shammai from the first husband's estate. Amulhem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says, Tartma Save Herva Chamura. Look, if you're going to be matir her in getting remarried, which is a risk of an eishes ish if her husband is not really dead. Lo tatiru as a mamon akal, you're not going to be matir to take some money from the husband's estate, which is only a dine mamonis issue, which is much, much less severe. Amar lehem Beis Hillel, matzinu sheinachem nechmasen lenachla al piya. So Beis Hillel said, well, we know that we don't believe her about monetary issues because the brothers do not get the Yerusha of their supposedly deceased brother based on her own say-so that he had died, because the pasuk says al pi shnei edim, and it's got to be shnei edim. So and yet we're still going to allow her to get remarried because of mishamiguna kilu barabanan, we're more mekil, so that she doesn't have to be an aguna. So that's what Basil says. Don't tell me a kal d'chomer that if I'm going to believe her about erva, I'm going to believe her about money. We don't believe her about money. Amulam Beisham, Beisham says v'alo mi sefer ksubas nilmod. But just look at the deal as it's described in the Ksuba. Shu Kosevla, he writes to her, She'imti nasi le'acher, titli masha kosev lich. That once you are allowed to marry somebody else, that's an indication that this marriage is over, and therefore you're allowed to collect your Ksuba. So Chaz Beisil Horus Kedir Beis Shammai. Beisil agreed that in fact is correct, and they paskin like the Beis Shammai. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Gimel. Misha chas tiyo aviv v'chatsu ben charin, ovir eshabi yom echad v'esatzmo, yom echad divir Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel said that if you have a person who's a half eved and a half free person, how do you have such a thing? So two people chip in together and they buy an eved, and one of them, one of the owners, is meshachrer the eved. So now he owns half of himself and he's half owned by somebody else. So Amr lahem Beis Shammai, so Beis Hillel said he'll work for his master for one day and he'll work for himself for one day. He'll alternate days between being an independent person and being an eved. Amr lahem Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said, Tikanta Mesra. That makes it good for the master, but it doesn't really help him in his own personal life, because Lisa Shivchainu Yachal, who's he going to marry? I mean, as far as his work life, I get it, you could split the days, but who's he going to marry? He cannot marry a Shivcha because he's half Ben Chorin. Bas Chorin, Yachal can't marry a Bas Chorin because he's half Evet. Libatel, should he just not get married at all? The world was created in order to populate it and to bring children into the world. Shinamar Loso Huvra'a. It wasn't created to be to be empty, it was created to populate. Elam mipnei tikkun olam kofen shabba vosa osa ben chorin. So in order to achieve tikkun olam, we force the master and he makes him a ben chorin. He has to free him. V'kosif shtar al chatzi damav, and he writes a shtar. The eved owes half of his own value to the master, which I guess will take him some time to work off and pay for that. Chazur beisil lahoros kibesh shamai, and beisil said, you know what? That is the best solution, and they therefore paskin like the beis shamai. So to review what we learned today, we give three examples where there was initially a machlokas between the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel ultimately passed like Beis Shammai. First example was about a woman's net manos that her husband has died, the Medina Seyam, where initially Beis Hillel said, no, she only has net manos if she claims her husband died by the harvesting of wheat, but ultimately they agreed to the Beis Shammai. Second example was whether the woman is net manos when she claims that her husband died to be able to collect her ksuba. Granted, she's net manos to get remarried, but to be able to collect her ksuba. Ultimately, Beis Hillel agreed to the Beis Shammai that yes, because that's what it says in the ksuba. And the third example is if you have a person who's a chatzi av and a chatzi ben chorin, so do we just have him alternate days of work for himself or for his master, which is what Beis Hillel initially said, or no, what Beis Hillel eventually said is kedivrei Beis Shammai, that we force the master, the remaining master, to free him, and he owes half of his value to that master. Okay, Beis Shammai, next time we will pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Dalet.